What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Man, what are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thorough, so wise, baby. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough, so wise, baby? The first thing that I tell you is because God made you that way. Yes, yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he made all of us just so thorough and so wise. Yes, and the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, is what? Come on, say it with me. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, okay? And you know there is a third thing that I do too. You know, I got to give a shout out to my haters, my naysayers, disbelievers, you know, people, you know. You just out there doing what it is that they do. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. One, two, three. You ready? Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you're like, wait a minute, hold on. Who this Lady J? What she got going on? Why is it that she's giving a shout out to her haters? Listen, okay. What happens is you start shining bright like a diamond in different seasons of your life. You understand what I'm saying? And when you out there shining bright like a diamond, you know, living your best life, doing what it is that you're supposed to do, God sometimes he puts you out there in pieces for. Yeah, like me, right? So what I got going on is I got some current health issues going on, okay? And in this current health issue, you know, I started to shine bright like a diamond. Yes, woo! And shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl, Rihanna, if you listening. Because y'all never know who listening to you. And she be shining bright like a diamond, child. Yes. So when you out there, right, and you going ahead, you shining bright, God like putting you out there in pieces for them, right? It's like they start paying attention to you. They're like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on? That my girl over there shining on? Who over there shining? Because the light is so bright. It disturbs like the darkness. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. You know, I'm just trying to put this out there in peace for you. So sometimes when you out there in the darkest stuff, you know, you start seeing a light. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. It startles you. Just imagine being in your room, your home, your sleep. Somebody come in, boom, hit the light. right? You wake up sometimes like, what is going on? It kind of like startles you a little bit when you in the darkness, right? Okay, so God's put you out there pieces for, right? And he let that light shine real bright, okay? And his word says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to run over, right? It's going to be just so much shining on them, right? That they're going to be like, wait a minute, hold on. And it's going to kind of lure them in a little bit, like me, like with my health issues. It's kind of luring them in. They're like, wait a minute, what's going on with Jay? Wait a minute, Jay lost what? Like 40-something pounds? Wait a minute, hold on. Jay on the internet, what's going on? Like she put videos out there, like she look a little thin. She don't look like she used to kind of look. Like what's going on with her? You know, I heard she can't eat. I heard this, I heard that. You know, they want to know these pieces, right? Because the light is shining real bright. And what happens is, in all of this, right? All of this that God's doing, like I told you, anointed my head with oil. My cups start running over. He put me out there in pieces for him, right? Prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. Makes certain people your footstools. All this stuff. Nosy people. Everything come on out. They try to figure out what's going on. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And they wind up getting blessed by the message. Okay? So what I got to say to them is, hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Okay? So that's all that's about. Ain't about nothing else, you know. Just sometimes when you out there, you know, living that best life, doing what it is you got to do the way God tell you to do it, he just put you out there in peace for him. So look, I'm going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Right? And I'm going to tell y'all one other thing that goes with that. The Haters Passion Drink, man. Make sure y'all checking out the Haters Passion Drink, please. Okay. Y'all got to make sure that y'all are doing that. Yes, it's on the Just a Touch of J app. I made a drink. Just in case y'all going through a little hate or something. You know, like if you got the light shining real bright and the haters start coming over, fix them that Haters Passion Drink. I'm trying to tell you. And fix yourself one too. I can't have one right now. You know, it ain't in my best interest. I'll be all jacked up if I do that. But y'all can go ahead and do it. Yeah, help you out with some of your pieces. Okay, now look. Have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Y'all been going over there? Oh my gosh. Listen, I'm been dropping a dime on y'all over there. Yeah, I've been putting some things out there in pieces for you just so you could check it out. You know, like I said, videos, things of all of that nature. You know, I actually put episode 16 out there because this is 17. I put 16 out there yesterday. Yeah, had y'all out there doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. That was an amazing episode. I loved it. And I put a little video out there of it. I'll put some more videos out there of that one. I love episode 16. It was just so dope, so informative. And this one is going to be too because I got a story to tell like Biggie. Okay, so what I'm going to do is tell you to make sure you keep checking out all the stuff at like I said, my name RONI76 on Instagram. Just check it out. I put all kind of content out there for y'all, right? Okay, got some other stuff coming, but right now we're gonna skate over to Making Love in V's Kitchen. We're gonna talk about that. Have I been making love in V's Kitchen? Today, no, not really. I had a doctor's appointment. You know, I had to see my chiropractor get really aligned and stuff like that. And, you know, he didn't have to do too much. You know, just gave me just a touch. And I just touched the kitchen just a little bit. You know, I didn't do too much or nothing. My histamine been messed up. Let me tell you why. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you a little bit why. So, I'm taking a new probiotic. Child, the strain made the histamine go off. So now I'm all kind of like a little jacked up. But it's okay because this is just a touch of J. So I ain't really been doing too much, you know, just making my regular thing that I've been doing because now I got to regulate it because now I'm having back spasms and things like that to get underway. I clear this stuff up out of my system. So keep me in prayer. So, you know, Making Love in V's Kitchen ain't really doing too much. I am, though, on the late night. I am like making a little coconut little thing that I be doing. Child, listen, that just be getting me over the hump, okay? Sometimes it just help me feel a little bit better. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just putting that out there, pieces for you. So moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? So I can shine bright like a diamond.
I'm cracking myself up. Let's talk about Just Such a Jay's fitness. I told y'all I ain't been doing no workouts or nothing like that, but I've been so tempted, but I've been doing so good. You know, my doctor said no stress, relax. Like, this is a major thing to my healing. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take a week off, and I feel good about it. You know, I felt real good that I didn't do nothing, but I've been wanting to. Yeah, so I told y'all that I was going to do weights this week, but no, my weight stuff, just moderate, you know, lightweight and bands. I've been doing bands here and there, and we're going to do some, you know, some lightweights and stuff this week to start to get myself back together with these pieces, okay? And I just want to tell y'all, too, I'm doing pretty good with the antibiotics. Yeah, this is day 3 of me with the antibiotics, so that's pretty good. I think tomorrow's day 4 of me taking the antibiotics. Let me see. I got them. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. I think tomorrow's day 4. Yeah, day four of me taking, no, it's day 3 of me taking 2 a day. But that's pretty good, okay? Because when I went to the chiropractor, he muscle tested me on it, and he said I could take 1, you know, and that was good. So look, this is Just a Touch of Jay, all right? We are doing amazing, and guess what? Y'all also got to make sure that y'all keep checking out, you know, my clothing stuff. It's up in my link trees and my bios, you know, because that's just a part of the Just a Touch of Jay fitness line. You know, for the ladies and guys, Jay's fit, you know, Taylor's fit to you. Yeah, that's coming too, okay? So look, I just want to put them pieces out there for y'all, okay? So that's covered. So now we're going to go to the Just a Touch of Jay app. Child, I don't know what's going on with Just a Touch of Jay app. We working on fixing it. Some of this stuff is coming over. Some of it's not. So just listen to me on any streaming network. You can still hear it on the app, but sometimes it's cutting off on the app. So if you're experiencing them pieces, you know, refresh, redo the app again, because we're working on fixing some stuff with that. Okay? And if you want to listen to the podcast through the app, you got to hit the listen to V section. It's not in the underneath of the J where it says Just a Touch of Jay. That's like the blogs. Now you can access it through there and click links and stuff like that. But to actually just listen, all you got to do is just go ahead and tap that listen to V icon, baby. And this is Just a Touch of Jay. Plays right through there, nice and clear. iHeartRadio, Pandora, everywhere. iTunes, whatever you need. Google Play, I don't know. Whatever way y'all listen to your podcast, type in Just a Touch of Jay and it's there. Okay? Now look, I got to talk to y'all about Beat Break Radio and the cannabis line. Which one y'all want first? How about we do Beat Break Radio? Beat Break Radio is just like, you know, it's my home away from home. You know, they play all my podcast episodes and things like that on there. You know, they do what it is that they do, that they do, that they do. Sometimes I do the morning show co-host with them. Yeah, and I fill in for people and everything because it's Just a Touch of Jay, baby. They love me and I love them too. And then now I'm going to be giving y'all the 411 and entertainment segment. Yeah, y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay. So y'all going to get all the scoop from me. Okay, the weekly tea. Yes. And like I said, I told y'all before, this is Just a Touch of Jay. God's putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right, so the last thing I'm going to talk about before I got a story to tell like Biggie is the Just a Touch of Jay cannabis line. All right, so look, y'all know I created 4 strains, marijuana, medical, I'm a grower. I'm doing what it is that I do, baby, okay? But what I did was I put out my own rolling papers, okay? Cannabis papers, you know, those of y'all, you know, that do what it is that you do legally and all of that, okay? Y'all can purchase my papers. Just go up in my link tree and my bios and get them. You know, and thank you, all right? I appreciate it. All right, so that's what I got going on. There's a magnetic booklet, okay? King Slims, and what they're called is all you need is just a touch of the J, okay? Because that's all you need. You don't need nothing else, just a touch, okay? Just a touch of the J, touch of the J, touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? It's a song that I made, you know, featuring, you know, Drake's you know, little song he got out there. You know, Laugh Now, Cry Later. You know, check it out. Like I said, baby, this Just a Touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there, peace for you. So look, let me skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Right? So I can shine bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. I gotta give y'all this wisdom and this work, man, because y'all got my podcast pop, 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 popping like popcorn, baby. And I gotta give y'all this business. All right, so look, I do everything I gotta do today. Today was a little off. It was, because when I go to the doctor, sometimes it'd be a little off. And I'm really concerned with how they're handling my treatment plan. So I had like a phone meeting with them. Okay, because like when I took that daggone probiotics, everything she give me, this one lady, it be like messing me up. And I can't handle no setbacks, y'all. We can't handle no setbacks. This is Just a Touch of Jay. So I'm being proactive about my own health. And you know, I took the daggone probiotic stuff and I looked at it and I knew some of the strains was going, you know, could set off histamine and could release it or could cause it. But I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead. Let me just try it out. Failure again. This like the fifth thing this lady then gave me. So I was on the phone, like really upset, you know, today, but just firm. Not I don't really want to say upset, but I was stating my case like a boss that I am. Like, no, we ain't doing this. Look, I ain't gonna be out here paying y'all for this. You need to get on board with this right here. So I got another meeting next week, you know. I got a little bit of a migraine headache today. And it's just all them pieces because of certain stuff. Okay. So today, you know, I just basically went to the chiropractor, you know, got on the rollers, let him test me on some different foods, which was good. We're going to try dragon fruit. We're going to try a couple other things that he said, okay. But, you know, you can't try them every day, okay? This is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. I already put them pieces out there for you one day at a time, right? So, I have been, like, really just thinking a lot about these new things that I'm doing. And I've been talking to y'all about it, like how y'all been like, because, you know, I know somebody out there doing a lot of new things just like me. Because when you start going to the next level, you know, it requires separation from the old stuff. You know, like they took my food from me. Chill. Went to the doctor, they like, you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have this, you can't eat this, you gotta rotate this every 72 hours. And I'm just having a little struggle with some of the stuff, because I'm like, look, this is how it has to be, and this is that, and I can't take a lot of different stuff until we get it all together. You know, eventually I will, and it'll be okay, but right now, you know, and I don't want to say can't, because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The word can't has can in it, but I have certain things that are going on that are enabling me to partake in this at this moment, okay? Certain things at the moment. All right, so I'm sitting up here and I was thinking, and you know, I always remember my scripture, God brings it to me. You know, I tell you to stop being worried and anxious, perpetually and easily distracted about your life as to what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body as to what you will wear. Is life not more than food and a body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest nor gather the crops into the barns. And yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not much more worthy than they? And if you, by worry, you know, any of you, if you worry, can you add an hour or limb to your life? Oh, ye a little faith. Therefore, do not worry or be anxious, right? Perpetually uneasily distracted, saying, what am I going to eat? Don't worry. But sometimes I'll just be thinking like, dang, man, I got to figure this thing out. And I forget and I start looking at the problem and not the problem solver. Right? And then I remind myself about what else everything it says. It says your heavenly Father knows that you need him. So he knows that I need like food and different things. So I'm like, why am I here tripping? You know, most importantly, I just got to aim, strive at his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of being right. Be like the character of God. He going to give everything to me. Just try. Right? But sometimes, you know, you be sitting back. Like I said, you start looking at the problem like, dang, man. Because you know, you're looking at all the pieces. And it's Just a Touch of Jay, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. That's it. So in all of that, right, I'm listening to T.D. Jakes. And T.D. Jakes starts talking about faith comes by hearing. Right? And I said, okay, yeah, faith do come by hearing. Hearing the word of God. That's how you get faith, through hearing. You understand what I'm saying? That's why he got me out here talking to y'all, putting it out there in pieces for you, right? So then he goes to this scripture called Joel, right? 3:10. And it says, right? It's a little song. It's part of a song that the kids used to sing when they was younger, right? And it's so dope that the children's choir would sing it. And it would go, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done. You know, and they would be up there singing and they would be like putting their arms up, like saying they were strong, and let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Right? Because if you're weak, you want to say that you're strong. You don't want to walk around and say that you're weak, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right? Because words are powerful. And then if you poor, you daggone sure want to start saying that you rich, because you don't want to live that poor life, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right? Man, woman, whatever you think in your heart, that's what you're going to be. Right? That's just what it is. Life and death, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Okay, you got to watch what you say. That's why I said, wait a minute, I don't want to say can't. You know, I try to watch what I say. But sometimes, you know, we start thinking. And y'all know what happens when I start thinking, baby, okay? And y'all be out there thinking too, because you be looking at the problem instead of the problem solver. Right? Okay, that's why God tells us, you know, you got to say that you're strong when you're weak, right? You can't look at what you see. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, we all talking about, yeah, you know, like I said with the corona, you know, I got faith, I got to put this mask on, baby, yes, because I can't go outside without this mask on, because I got to protect myself. It's the same thing. You got to protect yourself. Check yourself, because you might be wrecking yourself if you out here putting out these bad words and you're believing what it is that you say instead of understanding that God is going to take care of everything for you. So I said, oh my gosh, I said, God, what you want me to talk to him about? He said, that's what I want you to talk to him about. I need you to let him know that faith come by hearing the word of God. And I need you to let him know that, look, this too shall pass. Because I told you, I know y'all out there going through some stuff. Because if I'm out there going through, I know you are. Okay? Listen, man, this is just such a baby. Trust me. If God got me talking to you about this, somebody out there going through something. Even if it's just one person. Out of the case, the case, the case, the case. Shout out to y'all out there, your Madagascar, baby. Yes, this is just a touch of J. Japan, London, France, everywhere. Y'all listening to me everywhere. God got this thing global. Okay, he really created a platform and he put me out there in pieces for you, baby. You understand it? For a reason. Because he knows that you need this work too. So I just want to come on here. I just want to encourage you guys that if you are out there and you're starting to look at the problem, watch what you're saying to yourself. Remember the woman with the issue of blood that's in the Bible? I talk to y'all about that all the time. T.D. Jakes was talking about that. I don't even remember the episode. You know, if I find a link, I'll go back to it. I'll put the link in the bio in this so y'all can watch it. And as soon as my app is straight, you know, I'll be adding things on these the app and stuff so y'all can get some of this stuff when I tell y'all to watch it. You can just go through there and click it on it and check it out. But he's talking about the woman with the issue of blood. Like, she had this infirmity for a long time. You know, she was messed up. And he was also talking about the other lady who had an issue too. And then, you know, it was what God told her. Jesus told her, you know, woman, thou art loose. And the other woman with the issue of blood, she believed if I could just touch the hem of his garment, because it was about what she was saying to herself. Like, all these years, can you imagine going through stuff for just years? A lot of us have gone through things for years. Lillian, we start telling ourselves the same story. Like, for instance, you're in a relationship, you get in a new relationship, because y'all know we always in a Love Doctor series. I always like talking to y'all about relationships, because I've had my share, honey, okay? And this is just a touch of J. I already put that out there pieces for you, okay? You done already heard all them pieces. But, you know, sometimes you get in these relationships, and let's just say the relationship is a good relationship, but you really don't believe that it's good because of what you used to. And the things you have said to yourself, man, they ain't gonna really like me like that. Person tell you you're handsome or you're amazing, you don't really think it. You think they just telling you it just to be telling you it. But no, that's just them. That's what they see. They see you for who you are. But you can't believe it because it's what you say to yourself. So you are living out the damnation of what you say to yourself. God, he's beautiful, baby. You're beautiful, right? Oh, yeah, ain't that beautiful? You know, I got stretch marks. You know, I done had kids. He like, baby, you're beautiful. After a while, he starts to believe what you're saying. Because at first, he didn't even see that. But now you keep saying the words out there. You keep putting it out there. I mean, you know, I'm the last person I messed with. And always comparing somebody from the last relationship to the next one. The words that you are saying. Because faith comes by hearing. The stuff that you're saying to yourself or other people, it changes the situation. You start living out the damnation of what you're saying. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. That's what you feel. That's what's in your heart about you. That's what's in your heart about other people. You can't get enough people to tell you that you're pretty if you think you ugly. You can't. Oh, you beautiful. Not if you don't think so. You're a wonderful person. Not if you don't think you're wonderful, then you won't be. If you think your problem is so bad, like me right now, right? This has a lot to do with me. If I walk around like, man, what am I going to do? Sometimes I try to tell y'all, this is just touch it. This is the hardest thing I ever had to go through so far. And I could be honest and say that. But if I keep walking around, man, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to be right. That's why I have to tell myself these words of affirmation. I shall live. I shall not die. I am healed. Healing is a process. I will learn how to eat again the right way. That's a little thing, right? I make love in V's kitchen. It's easy. God going to show me how to control it with my diet. I will not be afraid. God did not give me the spirit of fear. I will complete the book called It's For God's Glory and all of my goals, and I look at them. I will not fail. I will survive. Remember this, right? Remember this, because the devil is a liar. Okay? I am brilliant, fearless, and wonderfully made. I am good looking. I am somebody. I deserve to be loved. I'm an amazing person. I'm going to get through this. I'm an overcomer, right? My marriage is coming. Everything is coming real fast. Get ready for the breakthrough. 10 years of greatness. I am focused. I will remain focused. I'm a good friend. I'm a great mother. I love making love in V's kitchen, baby. Smile. My podcast is pop, 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 popping like popcorn, baby. I will not quit. I will never give up. God loves me. God will never leave me or forsake me. I am blessed. God is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Then this is the part that I believe that God is saying to me. Seek ye first, Veronica, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, baby. And all these things going to be added unto you. God will use me scared, but he cannot use my unbelief. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better in every way. All things are possible to those that believe. It's going fast, right? Let God control it. If the power of life and death is in God, who or what are you afraid of? Then I tell myself no one, right? Because it's what I tell myself. What are y'all out there telling yourself? What are you out there telling other people? Because what you hear that comes out of you is going to control your situation. It's going to control everything. Any of y'all out there just like, man, I can't do it. It'll never work. It's think about what you say to yourself. Oh my gosh. Think about what you say to yourself about any situation that you want to do, anything you want to achieve, any goal, anything. Past relationships, new relationships, your job, anything that you say out of your mouth. Okay, anything. You're going to change. the direction of your life. So for me, I had to really start thinking. I was like, you know what? I got to stop looking at this like this. You know, I got to watch this. I got to watch it because I'm coming up out of this thing. And as a man think of in his heart, so is he. So how am I thinking about this? Am I thinking God going to be able to do this? Do I really believe that I'm healed? Yeah, I believe I'm healed. God done already set me up for this. That's why he gave me the scripture. Matthew 6. He gave me this scripture. I tell you to stop being worried and anxious, perpetually and easily distracted about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body as to what you will wear. Is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? I told y'all, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest or gather the crops into the barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not much more than they? He gave me this the week before all of this happened. I keep trying to tell y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. I used to read my Bible so much, and I still do. But I would take a scripture, and I would put it on my mirror. Those of y'all that know me, y'all already know how I get down. I ain't telling you no lie. I put it on my mirror. That's my scripture for the week. I read it to myself every day. And when he gave me this one the week before this all happened, I said to myself, self, I don't know what that mean. I don't get that one, but now I do. Right? It says, do not worry, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all this stuff. So I said, you know what? I got to look at this thing differently. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Whatever you got going on, your heavenly Father already knows that you need it. He already knows if you got insecurities that you need a little help with it. He already knows if you got issues with eating or you got issues with, you know, whatever, pornography. I don't know what you got going on, baby. This is just a touch of J. I didn't have all type of pieces going on. I've been addicted to pornography before, you know. I keep trying to tell y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. I got a lot of pieces, and I don't got no issues with telling you any of them. Because God really healed me and delivered me from a lot of stuff. I want you to know that he could do it for you, too. And I ain't out here, I don't know what God want me to tell you this right now. But just dropped this in my heart, in my spirit. I ain't out here trying to get you to be conformed to change or nothing. I'm just telling you what I know. The God that I serve, how he be handling all my pieces. My skin's starting to clear up and everything. I can't act like I wasn't a little nervous to do that antibiotic and stuff. Come on, stop it. Shocking my system, but I had to change the way I looked at it. And you know what he did? He loved me so much. He gave me my daughter. Almost just brought tears to my eyes. I ain't even gonna lie, I did. Got me just a little choked up. My daughter Sarai, shout out to you, girl, if you listening. You so thorough and so wise. She tells me, Mommy, watch what you say. It's gonna be okay. Everything gonna be good. You coming up out of this. You gonna take them antibiotics. It's gonna be great. Okay, you had a little reaction with that, but don't worry about it. God already got it. I'm not even worried. You shouldn't be worried neither. She reminds me. Sometimes you need people to remind you when you can't remind yourself. Watch who you got in your circle too. That's a part of everything. Because the man think of it as hard, so is he. And you got to watch who you got around you, because they can say words to you too. I told you, faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God, but hearing, period. Whatever you get that comes through that ear gate, you start living out the damnation of it, what you believe about yourself from other people or for what you say. So what I learned this week is, because I'm going to try to tell y'all something that I really, really learned this week. Okay? Through everything that I went through. I told you I had like a nervous breakdown on Monday. Oh my God, God, please tell me. I can't take it. I was reaching out on social media and everything. That was about episode 16. I was going through. Like, I damn near had nervous breakdown in just 1 hour. And then God put my pieces back together. I went to the doctors, right? My pieces was together already before I even went to the doctors. But I go in there and God tell me everything that I need to know. I'm getting 2 other tests done. Okay? Small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. SIBO. To make sure I don't have that. And then it's just a breath test. So I'll let y'all know about that. And I'll record that so y'all get to see that. And also making sure organic acid test, that I haven't got any mold exposure anywhere or anything like that. They just want to make sure and check. And I'm down for it. You know, that ain't nothing. That's just a little urine test. And then we're going to do my stool test over, baby. Yes, because they had messed that up. This is just a touch of J, baby. okay? Because we can't be treating me off of what I took in December. You know, I don't know what's going on with these people, but you know, y'all pray for me because y'all know I ain't playing. We're going to figure this thing out, right? God already knows what it is, okay? Just like he already knows what it is when it comes to you. And this is just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Watch what you say to yourself about your current situation. Watch what you believe, man. Because it's all about what you believe. Shout out to TD Jakes' belief. Seriously. Because it's all about what you believe about yourself, about your current situation. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's how I start off my affirmations. Be positive, Veronica. Think on good things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You got to remember, I believe in myself first before I can even believe that God can strengthen me. That's why it says in my affirmation, God will use me scared, but he cannot use my unbelief. What is it that you believe about yourself in your current situation? What are you saying to your husband when he tells you that you're beautiful, your boyfriend? What are you saying to somebody when they like, I would never cheat on you. I would never do anything like that. That's not me. But you just so used to something else. What are you saying about the job that you just got? That's an amazing job. Are you saying, I ain't going to be able to do that? I can't do this. I can't be up here with these people. What do you believe? Even about your children, if you have children. You know, like, these kids ain't going to get it together. They will get it together. Watch what you say. Okay? That's all this podcast was about, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. I just want you to pay attention to that. Do a little homework. You know, write down what you say about just these situations. Because sometimes, like Moses, it ain't even what you, it ain't even what it is. Like when God told him to go tell the people this stuff, okay, he told them, I need you to go tell my people. Let me tell you where it's at so that way you can check it out. Hold on, get my Bible because you know that's one of my favorite things right there. Let me just, it's an Exodus, okay? Exodus. Hold on, let me get these pieces for you, right? So you got the right pieces. It's in Exodus. What? Where are we at? Oh, I got it up in here. Okay. Exodus 4. Okay. This is what Moses said when God told him to go ahead and I need you to lead my people. I need you to do this. You know what he said? And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. They will say, the Lord has not appeared to thee. Okay. And the Lord said unto him, what is in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it down on the ground. And he cast it down on the ground and it became a serpent. And Moses fled. Like he ran from it. Right? And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth thy hand and he caught it. And it became a rod in his hand. Right? But he said that they will not believe me. You know, that the Lord of their father, their God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob had appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom, and put thy hand into, he put his hand into the bosom, right? And then God told him to take it out. And it was leopard as snow. And then God basically told him, put it back in there again, right? And then take it out again in 7. And then it was clean. It was white. It was flesh again, right? And then it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, nor hearken to thy voice of the first sign, and they will believe thy voice of a latter sign, right? And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, right? He's basically saying in all of this that, let me break it down for you. Moses had an issue, okay? I want y'all to go ahead and make sure y'all read that. That's 4. Right. I went up to like 9, but read the whole chapter. Basically, Moses, he didn't believe. OK, when God told him that he could do something. God basically put it out there in peace form. Like, look, this is what I need you to do. I need you to lead my people, right? And Moses is like, they ain't going to believe me. Because it was what he believed about himself. Had nothing to do about what God told him. Y'all out there going through that, like your current situation. Like I keep trying to tell you, these words, these things you say to yourself. This is what he said to himself. They ain't going to believe me. That's what he believed. Okay? Like me, if I believe I ain't going to get healed. Come on, you think I'm going to be healed and stuff? You think, you know. I am healed. That's the first thing I say. I'm healed. Healing is a process. Okay, but that's what he didn't believe by himself. He didn't want to. You getting this? Okay, so when God's basically had to make him believe. Like right now, I'm in my current situation. God is like, you got to believe. So he had to tell him. He said, listen, just put your hand inside your shirt, pull it out, you know, grab it by the tail, you know, the serpent. It's going to turn into a rod because sometimes you don't even know what you got until you pick it up because you're so scared and you're so nervous. You just don't want to believe. So he's like trying to make him see, like, listen, look, if you take this, this is what I gave you. You already got what you need. It's right here. It's just watch what you're saying to yourself. And they might not believe you. This is what God said. Okay, if they don't believe this, that's fine. But if they don't believe that, then that's fine. And Moses is like, but they ain't going to believe that you really came to me, like right now. Some of y'all might be like, for real, she out there tripping. But some of y'all like this, nah, I know her. I got to believe that. Right? You think I care if you believe, if you don't believe, as far as what I'm saying? I know what God done told me. I know what I put out there in pieces. I know what it is. Because faith come by hearing the word of God. I spend time with God. I get into the power of his presence. So I already know that what I'm telling you is right. But Moses, he struggled with that. Some of y'all out there struggling with the things that y'all tell yourself too. This is just a touch of day, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, so he struggled with that. So what God had to do is God had to get him in this situation, right? And I told y'all, I know somebody out there, y'all pieces is all scattered. His pieces were scattered. God had to get him in this situation. He had to kind of like redo him a little bit, like how God's redoing me in the presence of everybody. And he had to let him see, because sometimes you got to learn in private what you're going to use in public. You got to learn it. You got to get it. God got to show it to you. Faith come by hearing. You got to change your perspective on things. Things that you say, things that you believe, and things like that. And then you'll be able to do what it is that you had to do. Like him, once he started to believe, he went ahead, he led them people through the wilderness. He parted the Red Sea. But if he didn't get it together in private, you understand what I'm saying? He was off the hook. Moses killed somebody, was on the run. A lot of y'all out there, you done did some things in your life. You know me, I did a lot of things, baby. Ronnie, which they used to call me. Make sure y'all check out that song too, because it's coming. Right? My name. Oh my gosh. Dope. Thorough. Oh, wait till you get this. These pieces. So thorough. Oh my gosh. But it's all about what you believe. Okay? It's all about what you believe, man. That's all this is. Sometimes you got to learn, and you got to learn in private. You just got to change your thoughts, your thinking about your current situation. I just told you this yesterday. Didn't I tell you this about the problem? What did I tell you that my son gave me yesterday? Huh? Do y'all remember that on episode 16? What did I tell you? I told you, right? Hold on. Let me make sure I tell you correctly. Happiness is not the absence of the problems. It's your ability to be able to deal with them. Deal with them. What you say to yourself and what you say to other people and what you believe about your current situation says a lot about you. That's why your life is going the way that it's going, because it's what you believe about you. If you are out here and you just all jacked up and you don't got it together, it got a lot to do with you, man. That's what it got to do with. It got nothing to do with nobody else but you. You could change your current situation. It's all about what you say to yourself. Like the woman with the issue of blood, I will tell you this. She just believed, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. He was on his way to Jairus' daughter's house. I'm talking about Jesus. He was on his way to go do what it is that he do, that he do, that he do. And she was like, I'm just trying to shine bright like a diamond. And she was going through the crowd. If I could just shine bright like a diamond. She out there looking, you know, and she touched him. And he turned around. Who touched me? Because she believed something. She started changing what she heard. She started changing the things that she said to herself. If I could just touch it, I know I will be made whole. I don't care about what I've been going through. I don't care. You can't either. You got to change what you say. And you know what he said to her? Go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole. Huh. Because faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God. So look, this just touches it, baby. Okay, watch what you're saying to yourself. Watch what you're saying to other people. Think, you know, please write it down. Do a little homework. What is it that I believe about this situation? Because it might be something, yo, that'll really be dope for you. It might be something that'll really get you through. It might be something that's just going to change your whole life. But the way that you see it and what you say about it got you so stagnant, got it so messed up. And you ain't getting on to the next level. And you gotta go ahead and remember, okay, that life is about elevation. All right? And you can keep yourself the same and in a current situation and all jacked up if you're not seeing it properly, if you don't believe in it properly. All right? So look, I'm about it here. Watch what you say to yourself. Watch what you believe. Cause faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God, okay? And I'm skating on about here to the left so I can do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do, that I do, baby. I just had to drop a dime on y'all. All right, so look, keep me in prayer. I'm keeping y'all in prayer, you know. And how y'all want me to end this? Because this message was definitely for me as well as it was for you. I learned this week, man. I learned. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're saying. Watch how you're thinking. Told you I had like a little nervous breakdown on Monday. And it's Friday. I had to watch it. I had to get it and get it together. And you do too. All right? So y'all want me to end it like this? You want me to do it like this with the two-step? How you want me to do it? You want me to get that sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? I know y'all want that. I know y'all want me to do that. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. Yes. Then I'm going to give y'all a little bit of music at the end. You know, just so. You know, just so pieces. But y'all want me to say it just like this, don't you? You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yes, right? You know, I like it when I do it like that for you, baby. All right, so look. What's the first thing that I tell y'all when I end this thing? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thoroughly wise. Now look, don't make yourself feel like that. Because you know, there was a time when I was doing that. Sometimes we go back and forth and we do make ourselves feel like we ain't thoroughly wise. It's just what it is, just life. Problems come, things happen, and then we get all jacked up. We be like, oh no. We can really do damage to ourselves. And that's what I wanted to talk to y'all about. You know, because a lot of times don't be nobody else. It's just be things we say to ourselves, things we believe about ourselves, things we believe about our current situations. And we don't got no time for that. And then we start telling them to other people, or we let other people tell us things. I've been there and I've done that, baby. I don't let people tell me things, and you start believing what they tell you about yourself. You start questioning yourself like, daggone, is that, you know, instead of believing what God tells you. You are beautiful, fearless, and wonderfully made. You're amazing. Be like him. He made you in the image of him. You start believing what other people tell you. And that's why I said you can't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. They telling you something to go against what God told you. You know that ain't for you. Okay? You know that. All right, so check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself and the people that you got around you. And the second thing that I tell y'all when I leave up out of this thing is what? Shine on them because they hate it, baby. Yes, let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Please let it shine bright like a diamond, man. That's what y'all got to do. Live your best life. Don't take it for granted, man. Oh, this situation has just showed me not to take life for granted. Man, I love life now, man. It is not about nothing but just enjoying the moment. That's it, and living it and not taking it for granted. A lot of people be taking stuff for granted, too. Like, you got tomorrow to say sorry. Like, you got tomorrow to just tell somebody that you love them. They might not even be here. Like, you know, don't take the life for granted. You know, shine bright like a diamond. Live your best life. Do everything that you want to do. Please. Because something could happen where you can't do it. And this is just a touch of your baby. I'm just trying to put the pieces out there for you. Okay? God woke you up. Be happy. You know? And watch what you say to yourself. So the last thing that I say is, spread love, right? Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. No, I got to put that out there in pieces for you. You must spread love. Okay? Love is everything. The world needs love. You know, I don't know the rest of the song, but you know. Spread that love, man. Get a love. It's reciprocity. You're going to reap what you sow. That's a word for somebody. That right there alone should tell you to watch what you say to yourself. And what you put out there in the atmosphere and the people that are around you, because you're going to reap what you sow. God says, I will not be mocked. Whatever a man sow, if you're going to reap, whatever you put out there, you're going to get back. Okay? So put out there good things. Love, give it, all right? Receive it. So quick recap. All I got to tell you all about this episode, right? This is episode 17. All right, day 17, I'm sorry, episode 317, but day 17. And I basically just want y'all to watch what you say, because faith come by hearing the word of God. Watch what you're telling yourself, what you really believe. Like, some, you know what, I got to say this too. A lot of people out there, they believe in the lie that they tell themselves. Jesus, my God. The lie they tell themselves. Like, you out here lying to yourself. Oh my God, I've been there, I done it. Yes. Child, I used to lie to myself all the time and knew it and was okay with it. Okay. Just so that other people could like me. Yeah, man. But no, watch yourself. Okay? Watch what you're doing. That's all this was about. Don't lie to yourself. Check out that episode, you know, too. You know, it's a little bit back, but that's thorough. You know, tell yourself the truth. You know. Watch what you put out there in the atmosphere. Watch what other people are saying, like I said. You know, and this is just a touch of J, because you're going to believe all of that. And as a man think of in his heart, so is he. So that was that episode. Y'all take what y'all going to get for it, baby. Because just like I said, this is just a touch of J, baby. This is just a touch of J. Okay? Everything else, God got all this. This is just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. That's it. Okay? So look. I'm up out of here. I love my babies. This is day 17 of my 21 Days of Straight podcasting. This was amazing. I love it. And it ain't over yet. I don't know what God got going on next. But I want to tell you one thing, right? See, at first, I got to be honest. I was like, I don't know if I'm be able to do the podcast and stuff because I'm having issues with certain things. And I said, you know, I got to change my perspective on how I see myself in life. So I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to put it out there in pieces for him. I'm not even going to care. Because God got this, you know. So when I changed my perspective, things shifted and things changed. And God said, it's going to go fast. As soon as you start doing your podcast, watch. Everything going to go real quick. And look, we on day 17. Actually, 18 kind of. All right, so look, that's all that, right? I'm up out of here. Change how you see it and I'll be back. Watch what you say, all right, to yourself, and I'll be back when I got something else to say. I love my babies.
Oh my gosh, y'all so damn so wise. I'm telling you, man. Thanks for listening. Keep me in prayer and check out the songs and stuff. They up next. All right? Bye-bye. Believe in you. All right? Start saying positive things. All right? We going to be okay in this shift. I love y'all. Bye.
Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all go over to Make a Love and Beast Kitchen.
Going over to Make a Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies.
She's gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. In pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out. Tell y'all this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
I need you to bikini. Matter of fact, make sure y'all keep checking that out over in Make Another Beat's Kitchen. Cause got some new people that's coming to y'all. Yeah. I love you guys. Again, this is just a touch of J, right? I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J. Pieces for you.
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love Beast Kitchen.
It's my food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
This is just a touch of the chest.
And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chest.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?